Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome, family, to A Wonderful Approach Radio. We are here on this Wednesday evening to have a serious conversation. I'm so looking forward to this topic. I'm looking forward to my guest. It has been a wonderful day. I live in South Georgia, South with an F, okay? And I live on, you know, red clay roads and stuff like that. And today was an awesome day, beautiful, warm. You know, it's hard to remember that it's January. I'm okay with the weather as long as I don't have to deal with, you know, we move into retreat season and we're freezing. So, you know, this if it's going to be warm, let it stay warm, whatever. Let's not do winter forever when it comes, okay? But it was a wonderful day. I had so much fun speaking with a number of different people. And I'm so thankful for the people that I have in my camp. I'm thankful for A Wonderful Approach and all the work that we do on so many different levels. I'm thankful that we have different levels, different people, different ideas, different everything. You know, it is truly a spiritual community where we get together, and every Wednesday we get together and we discuss these topics and we build on them. And I'm your host, Mama Seven, and we have a lovely co-host, the Angel Mayat. I keep calling her that because she is absolutely one of the sweetest people that I've had the pleasure of coming in contact with. And we're going to borrow her from the Asara set this evening, and she's going to share her understanding of peace. And before I get into that, I want to welcome all of my new people. We have a couple of spiritual houses represented. I don't know all the names. If you can, call, press 1, and let us know just where you're calling from and everything, you know, which house you're representing, because we come together as a family here each Wednesday, and it's wonderful, the magic that comes and the information and the healing, and sometimes those nuggets of wisdom. I usually catch one every week, you know, because I'm determined to hear it. But I come to the shows every week with pen and paper because I know some profound messages are about to come forward. So I want to welcome all my new people, and I want to, you know, give thanks to the sister and her organization so that we can come together and build as we do every single week. If you missed a week, last week, oh my goodness, last week we spoke about what we're bringing into 2020, new year, new decade. And it was so important for us to state what we're bringing in and also what we're leaving. There are some real important things that we were leaving in 2019. And not all of them were bad. Everything in life is not bad. You know, just because you graduate from elementary to middle school doesn't make elementary bad. It means you've outgrown it. It means it's done its course. It means it's time for something new. So there were a couple of things where we had to say, you know what, I recognize that I'm finished with this. I've done all that I need to do, and I'm ready to move forward. And it was wonderful to hear the different understandings that we were bringing forward into 2020. If you've missed the show, I strongly suggest you go back and check it out. At A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, the little Facebook page, you can have, you see all the older shows and some comments here and there, some pictures. I love my little cute memes and all that good stuff. But you get an idea as to how the program works. And last week, speaking about, you know, that it was so important that we come forward stronger. 2019 was kicking butt all the way up to the end. So I'm very glad to be on this side of that. And even this energy of 2020, it took a minute for it to come all the way in. So, you know, even the first couple of days were a little rocky. But it really feels as if we're catching it now. We're in a good place. We have a good understanding. So I really, really am excited about what we have planned for this year, because we've got quite a few things planned. You know, every time I turn around, there's a new plan. So I just want to, you know, make sure that I'm reaching out to my people. My people know how to get in contact with me. And this radio program is so very important. This actually marks I'm pretty sure. This marks the second year that A Wonderful Approach has been doing radio. And it started because I was like, hey, we need a way to connect. You know, we're playing phone tag with each other. We got the hotline, the party line, the conference line. Let's just do some radio. Let's just reach out, you know, because some of the knowledge that comes through in these conversations, we need to share this. You know, let us document it. And so we did that, and it has been absolutely awesome. So I can't say enough wonderful things about the program, except when I'm talking about the supporters. You know, those people that say, hey, I'm going to make it a part of my life, of my lifestyle, to check in with my positive people, to be part of that body of knowledge that's building, to be part of just an organization that's about, you know, peace, love, and happiness, you know. And I wish we all we did was peace, love, and happiness. But as we're going to talk about tonight, that peace, love, and happiness part, it takes work. You don't just wake up sunshiny, okay? You have to make it work. You have to make choices that are going to help people understand, yeah, this is what we're doing. This is what we're working on. And it, you know, just like anything, when you make that choice, that's how things get done. That's how we start to be able to put things into work. So I absolutely love the idea of us coming together and building, coming together in happiness, coming together in peace. But, you know, and so I call myself making plans. I said, okay, we're going to work on this peace piece. And I spoke with the Angel Maya, and I was like, okay, we're going to speak about peace. And this was a good week ago. And I remember right before, you know, as we were speaking about it, you know, we're all in good spirits. Everything is happy. And then the 45th president bombed a person representing a country. And since that had occurred, in between, we had already said we were going to talk about peace. And we're talking about peace of mind. We're talking about peace and spirituality. We're talking about peace. And after that day, I was like, what is the definition of peace? You know, it took on such a huge turn. And I was like, okay, Spirit, I understand. This is why we had to talk about peace. This is why we have to be clear about what we're willing to do for peace. This is why we can't let anyone compromise our peace. So the commitment of peace, the commitment to peace is something that A Wonderful Approach is a concept that A Wonderful Approach we always speak about. We always try to say, okay, hey, what are you doing? Are you being honest to your peace? And so after our president made this decision, I think we have really got to get into what peace is and understand the sacrifice that's made. And we're talking about peace of mind. We're not even talking about political relations, but it became so present that it wasn't limited to peace of mind. So I want to bring my co-host on, you know, so she can come on, tell us a little bit about herself. You know, she is a friend of A Wonderful Approach. We love her so much, and I'm so excited to have her on a line with me. So I'm going to see if I can open up the right microphone to see if I did this. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. How are you?
I am very well. I'm so happy to be on the air with you.
I know. This is so cool. I am so honored. Let me just say greetings to all the guests that are on the phone as well. And let me just say that I am so honored that you considered me to speak about
Amen.
This subject. And it's
Amen.
Really like right on time because it's also
oh my
something
goodness.
That I am actively working on. Actively.
You know, we need to all actively be working on this. You know, I appreciate your honesty and your transparency, but this is something
oh, yeah.
that is so important. We all need to be working on this. When we make
oh, yeah.
our prayers and when we're in our meditative state, we need to be asking / begging for peace. Peace within our own mm-hmm. spirit, you know?
Yes, I do.
So tell us a little bit about yourself before we even get into that.
Well, I am, like she said, I'm a active priesthood member of Alteris Ed Society. I've been involved with the society for about 14 years. And I never joined, well, I joined one thing before, which was like More Science Temple. And that ended up kind of breaking down the particular mm-hmm. temple that I was in because of just certain behaviors within the organization, not the whole organization, mm-hmm. just where I was. And that led me back to Osiriset, although Osiriset is really where I began my spiritual journey because growing up, I wasn't raised Christian. I wasn't raised in any religion, not on purpose, but by default, we get exposed to Christianity because of the culture that we live in. The culture that we live in is supposed to be based on Christianity. But my mother didn't raise us that way because she didn't necessarily agree with a lot of the things that were being said in the church and all of that. So she just mm-hmm. taught us that there is a God. There is one God, and that's what you pray to. That's who you pray to, mm-hmm. and that's it. She didn't say we had to go through Jesus Christ. She didn't say any of that stuff. She just said there's one God, and that's it. So I prayed when I was younger, you know, I prayed, you know, for this and for that, or that my mother would come home safe if she was late or what have you. So that's kind of where it kind of started, I would say that, because I had little spiritual experiences growing up. But as an adult or halfway adult, I was exposed to different types of spirituality, and I went to Osiriset, and the first time I stepped foot through the doors, I had like a very, I had an experience that took me back. It's like I went into trance, like, you know, kind of like spontaneously. And I remember the smell. I remember the people. I remember being there before. I remember a lot of stuff. So when I did meet the people, it's like I was home. That's the feeling that I felt, like I was home, you know. And so being that I stayed in connection with them, although I didn't join their organization at that time, I went on and kind of like sat in a couple schools, you know, and then, like I said, More Science Temple, but that brought me full circle back to Osiriset. And being there has, with the teachings that we have received from Ra'ul Nefer-Amen have been transforming. It was just very transforming. And I have definitely seen my transformation, and it's really amazing to me. I have a lot of ways to go, but where I am right now is I'm able to see, you know, what I need to do. Like I'm able to pinpoint and say, okay, I can see it every day. Like my days go by and I say, okay, I erred here. Like I should have done this. And it's the same things. It's the same things. So I said, okay, I see what I have to master, right?
Okay.
So I can see what I have to master. And it's very interesting because even though I can see what I have to master, it's still a challenge to me. Because what I have to master is my life's work. You know, when you know what your life's work is, and there's some things in there that you have to master, so that is going to be a challenge. It's not that you cannot do it, but you're going to experience many challenges along the way, you know.
Right.
So, but also I'm a mother of six. I, you know, I have a large family, not just here in my house, but just my whole family, you know, and
you know
I work.
It was honestly your interaction with your family that made me think of you when it comes to this idea, this concept of peace. I've seen you manage and juggle what others would call stressful and and you do it with such an ease and a peace about you and your person that it amazed me, because I was sitting there like, okay, now how are you going to do that? You know, I will sit back and observe you in a minute. I'm sitting like, okay, here it comes, and it never came, you know. And I've seen you be peaceful with the community. I've seen you be peaceful against some really raging machines. And for those people who equip themselves with, you remind me like of a throwback of this 70 hippie and with sticking the flower inside of the gun barrel. You know what I'm saying? Because I can see you literally fighting with I can see you fighting by not fighting, you know, by, you know, this path of the path of least resistance. You've mastered that, and that takes some real I don't know what it takes.
I agree with you.
We have to master within ourselves that I don't know what muscle it takes to be peaceful in this world, which seems very unpeaceful.
I tell
you,
this, right?
A world that almost mocks peace. You know, there's almost like a peace is a running joke, or peace is appeared as a weakness. But that it takes not to react, respond, go off. So.
Right.
I'm looking at you like, how are you doing that?
Well. Okay. So let me put you on hold real quick. I'll be right back.
Look, I have to work with all my technological people. You have this little button on the side that says do not disturb so that you don't have to move out of my radio program. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, I need her to see and to show me and to give me and to teach me is what muscle is that where you can be peaceful when there are people being non-peaceful with you. So, like, when someone is being unpeaceful, when someone is, they're letting their machine rage, they're mad, they want to be mad. How are you peaceful in those moments where you're with someone who wants to be mad?
Well, I experienced that a lot. I've had many experiences of that, which what I was saying before, certain experience I have often, how I should respond, I'm supposed to master that, right? I'm supposed to have a still heart. You know, that's what Ma'at is about, you know. Ma'at, having a still heart so that you can feel the balance within you, you know. But it's through understanding, which is also a Ma'at piece, you know. It's understanding that the person that's in front of you, right, is imbalanced, you know. Right. And also that you are imbalanced too. You know, like we're all born with something that needs to be healed. So it's like me looking at this other person like something is wrong with you, you know, and not looking at me as if something is wrong with me too. So what I do is I reason, and I say, okay, how do I do this? A lot of times I don't respond, right? Because no response is the best a lot of times, because it will just fizzle out at that moment and give both people a time to just kind of reflect, if you will.
Right.
So, and also compassion comes into play as well. And I've had many people say to me, how, and Khadija, you understand where I'm coming from. You know a lot of my episodes. I have a lot of people come to me and say, how can you be compassionate with that, right? I say, because I understand that what I'm dealing with, this person does not know, you know, what he is, you know, and I understand that we all have trauma, you know, and I understand that. it doesn't give that person an excuse to carry on the way that they carry on. No, it doesn't. And peace is really responding emotionally peaceful. Peace does not mean that you don't do anything. It is emotionally you're peaceful. It doesn't mean you don't act. It means you still yourself. You're still inwardly so that you can hear God and understand, okay, now this is what I have to do. You have clarity, because without peace, you don't have the clarity. Your IQ drops. You know, you just go into a mode of just, you can't really, you're paralyzed. You know, you're paralyzed.
I know people that literally black out. I know people that literally black out. And if they come to, they become so disturbed that they literally leave their right mind, you know, their good mind, and they are in full war mode. And then, like you said, once time has allowed things to come to fizzle out, let this energy pass, then we move into this understanding of, oh, what happened. But I know people that were literally black out because their peace has been disturbed in such a fashion.
Right.
We owe it to ourselves to be set to protect our peace, to hold our peace precious, okay? That means everybody doesn't get access to my peace. That means I'm going to walk away before I let you disturb my peace, okay? My
peace
of mind is so important that I cannot, will not let you have it. You can't, and I can't let casual people have my peace of mind. My peace of mind is for me. And it is my responsibility to protect, is my responsibility to uphold, is my responsibility to stand up for it. Because I said, hey, this is my peace. So this is now my job to respond to it. Women, and I'm, you know, we have so many people online, I can't tell who are the men and the women. But women, I need you to know, and some men, silence is not peace. Because you
right.
are silent does not mean that you are at peace. And if you are not at peace, then I question the sincerity of your silence. There's one thing in allowing for this moment, okay, for this moment, we both can't be donkeys. You be the donkey, and I'm going to be over here trying to breathe for the both of us, okay, or for the three of us, or for the 15 of us. But there comes a time and point where you have to say, look, I may be quiet, but I'm not at peace. And I may have to talk to you. We may have to have a conversation to uphold my peace of mind. You know, certain things, once you become so enraged or so upset, you owe it to yourself to say, this is not good for my peace of mind. And if you have to walk away, then you have to walk away from it. But your peace of mind deserves you standing up for it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. That's right. And also, when you are at peace and you do have to speak, because, right, like I said, being at peace doesn't mean you don't do anything, and that means speaking, too. There are times when you are silent. But for me, I'm silent if the person is irate. I don't speak because that person is not going to hear me because they have already what we call samadhi. It's a state of being where you are far beyond coming back.
Wow.
They won't hear you at all. So it's a waste. It's a waste of your energy and time to even attempt to respond to anything that they're saying because they are totally in that lower self that nothing's getting through.
Wow.
So I'll wait.
Wow.
And then I'll go back. Yeah. I will return to the situation and say what needs to be said. But by then I have much clarity. Because I'm not going to be upset, you know, and that if I've gotten upset, then I'd rather just leave the scene because I know if I've gotten upset, that means I've lost my peace. And anything I say is not going to be effective. It's not going to be it's not going to be of my true self, you know, so I just wait. I'll just be mad and
my
just wait
self,
it out.
Yeah.
And then
my true self
wait.
My higher self, you know.
Yeah.
I like what you're saying. We have to operate in that higher self. We
That's
have
right.
to. And
we do. We don't really have a choice. The things that are going on right now in the world, we don't have the time to tarry in that lowly part of our lives, you know, or of our spirits. We don't have the time for that. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you see what's happening around us? You know, and you got the man, Trump, whoever, that's bombing these other people. He just killed a man who has a family, who has a community, who has, you know, whatever. And we live in America, you know, so America is just, you know, not doing well. The decisions are bad.
No.
You have a child on the throne. He's on the throne in the White House. So, but he's operating from his lore, you know, he's just there. That's where he dwells.
Look, we know, well, I know for a fact that it's difficult to be peaceful when you see chaos around you. But you don't know you could be the only voice of reason in the middle of all of this, you know. So
exactly.
I have to say that because we all have that responsibility. If you're on this line, you are a spiritualist. If you're on this line, you have a higher consciousness and need to recognize that and need to work and operate in that and maintain it. Not just, you know, every now and again I dibble and I dabble. It's time to start really standing up for that energy of positivity, of peace, of love, of righteousness. All of these things require a certain character within you. And so, you know, we're constantly working on building this character. Now, of course, none of us are perfect. Of course.
Right.
And I'm so thankful that God does not require perfection, but he does require some effort and energy. And if you want to test out of these problems, let's go ahead and pass this test.
Yeah,
let's
stress.
Mark this out there. Yeah, okay.
That whole idea about stress. Correct.
Yes.
I agree.
That kills black women. Yes. Let's
yeah,
talk
stress
about
is
that.
The thing. You know, it's like you hear a lot of people saying manage stress. You have to manage your stress. You have to have coping skills, so to speak. You know, but the idea really is not to manage stress, but it's to eradicate it.
Yes.
You know?
We're not trying to play around with it. We want it gone. We want it.
It has to go. It really has to go. You know, because there were, you know, there were times when we didn't have that. We had the correct stress, put it like that.
Yes.
The fight and flight response when it was required.
Yes.
You know, when it is required.
Yes.
And then you do the fight and flight thing, but your body returns to homeostasis with no problem.
Right.
Nowadays, we are under stress from the environment. We are under stress from our jobs, our family, our friends, our whatever, just anything that crosses our path ticks us off, or we get frustrated, or we just get bothered by small things.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people that get so angry that they don't return to homeostasis quickly. They're mad all day.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Or people that claim depression. They're depressed for weeks.
Yes, before they even realize it. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
I believe in vibration, you know. And when you're talking about operating at that higher self, that's a higher frequency. That's a vibration.
It is.
Peace is a vibration. And so when you're operating in that high vibration, you're operating in peace. So when that peace is disturbed, it's taking you down.
It is.
And then we wake up and we're in our lower energy. We're in our lower nature. We're unevolved.
Right.
We're not growing. We're not progressing. And that
right.
has so many people stuck. They're stuck mm-hmm. in a low vibration, and they have no peace.
It's so true.
They have
you
no
know,
peace.
And it has a lot to do with the brain waves, you know?
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
say you get ticked off and your breath, you start breathing fast, right? And that
yes.
affects your brain waves, you know? And when you get to that type of frequency where you're angry or you're sad, all those are different frequencies.
Yes.
But in those
yes,
states
sir.
Of being, then things happen, right? When the brain is
yes.
off, I'll just say the brain is off. The frequency is low and illness takes place. You know, the
on multiple
that
levels.
Is healing.
Yes.
yes. You can't heal. You know, you can't sleep. You can't perform.
And
it,
one
it's
thing
a major
that,
cause of illnesses.
And one thing that you did not mention in your who you are is you are a, is it a doula? A
mm-hmm,
midwife?
Yeah, a doula.
What's the correct term?
Yeah, it's a doula. I just like
a
to
doula.
Say birth worker, you know.
Yes, which is amazing work.
It is.
An amazing time. And you know how even a little life that's coming forward can feel stressed. You know, we have
yep.
life forces that aren't even here yet, and they can feel our stress. You know, we ourselves become, we make a choice. We either become toxic or we become healing, period.
That's right.
So think
that
about
is correct.
Your energy. Who are you going to be in this universe? Are you going to be part of the problem? And are you going to be toxic? Are you going to be part of the solution, which is to be a healer and to have your
mm-hmm.
vibration be peaceful and to be sending
right.
peace into this universe that needs it?
Correct. Correct.
So
and you know,
every day we make that decision.
We do. Because we have choice. You know?
Amen.
We have free will. You know,
amen.
And we have the responsibility
amen.
Of doing what is correct, even though we have free will. You know, we're not compelled to live right. You know, God does not force us to make right choices. We have choice. We've been given
that's
that
right.
freedom.
So that's
we
right.
have to choose responsibly. You know,
yes.
we really, really do. You know, they say pick
everything.
Your battles.
Pick your battles,
mm-hmm.
And the best battle is the battle that you don't have to fight. You know, that is
that's
the best
right.
battle.
That is right.
Pick your battles.
That is right.
Can we get to the point where we pick C, none of the above, you know, where we don't have to do through A or B. Let's do none of the above. You know, A Wonderful Approach came up, the name A Wonderful Approach. I was like, I want to find a great way to help people. I want to do this. You know, I want something that's wonderful. And then it was like, I want a wonderful way, a wonderful approach. And this was the name, A Wonderful Approach. And it
mm-hmm.
has been, and it helps me to remember what I'm doing. It helps me to remember why I'm doing it. It helps
mm-hmm.
me sometimes have to go back into the drawing board where I have to rethink, okay, is this really a wonderful approach? You know, are you going about this in a wonderful way? And if I can't feel good about it, I'll go back and think about it. I'll go back and pray about it because I'm like, I am determined to find a wonderful approach, not a pretty good one, not one that serves me. You know, not, I don't like one-sided anything. We got to have this wonderful approach. And that's part of, and I remind people, don't forget, this is a wonderful, you know, is that wonderful? Are the words you're speaking wonderful? Are they going to produce this understanding? This, and I don't think that I say flowery words all the time. I don't. I don't. Sometimes I have to say words that have to be said. At the same
yeah.
time, my intention in it and the purpose of saying it is still wonderful to try to pull you possibly from a lower vibration to a higher vibration. So, you know, we've got to get this peace within ourselves, and we have to protect it, and we have to maintain it.
Correct.
I want to, we got callers that call in. I love to hear from callers because we have some of the most gifted, knowledgeable, you know, every other time I turn around, I'm like, ooh, you dropping science. So we have callers that would like to speak. If you'd like to speak as well, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know here at the switchboard that you'd like to join our conversation. It is a conversation. We are sharing with you how important this piece is, and we're going to talk about ways to maintain it. But I want to grab this caller for just a moment, okay, sister?
Okay.
Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Alafia, peace and blessings.
Alafia, how are you?
I am great. Peace, sister.
Peace.
This is Sister
Unique.
Woo!
Yes, oh, Unique. Nice to hear your voice.
I know, right?
We're
going back and forth.
Okay.
It's, when I heard you come on, I was like, that's my sister. That's what's up.
Yes, it is. This is
the sweetie pie. Yes, she is. And it's so interesting because I thought I was peaceful. So I met her. I was like, ooh, I got some ways to go, you know. I was like, I need to go to the vet or something because, this thing right here is real. I mean, if you could be at peace with 6 children, I was like, I'll be ready to send my nieces and nephews home. Like, okay, the sun said it's time to go.
Yeah, I understand.
Just as sweet, just as kind, acts like every word she spoke is the first word she has spoken it, even if she said it 10 times already. And I'm just like, my goodness, you are sweet. I knew a sister, Sister Jamila. Oh, my God. And I just loved her because she was sweet. And, I mean, her world was not perfect. I mean, even as a child, I could look around and see that her world was not perfect. But I looked at her, and she was always so sweet and loved me up like I was one of hers. So I stayed close. I was like, hey, I'll take some. I'm going to sit up under you, okay? But, I mean, when you meet certain people, they just, you know, they just make you think about gingerbread, you know?
Gingerbread.
They smell good. You know, you sit up under them like, I just know you smell good. I know you cook, don't you? I just know it, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, tell us about that.
I wanted to tell you, it's so interesting that we're talking about peace because I always, when I enter a room or when I deal with people, my greeting is peace. And my greeting is peace because I'm setting that intention when I walk in there. So wherever I go, my intention is to have peace. You know, a man is judged by the words that precede him. So before my energy goes out, peace, how you doing? I'm setting that vibration to myself. You know, so I'm also sending that vibration out to other people. So, you know, you walk into a situation, you say peace. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what situation you're walking into. But that you know what I'm saying? It's like it's going to bring you to a state of, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Who done walked in here? What's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Remember, Jesus came up out of the boat and said, peace be still. And everything settled down. You know, so it's that word. It's the intention that you're setting. You know?
That's right.
And in having and having a peaceful or trying to be committed, because I've made a commitment to peace a long time ago. Didn't even realize that's what I was doing until later on in life where I realized I was trying to rid myself of the things that no longer served me. And the thing that did serve me was a peace. So then I said, I want a peaceful state of mind. How do I obtain that? That means me that the things around me have to be of peace.
Yes.
You know, even if that means that I can't allow you to come into my home, I can't pick up the telephone when you call, I can't be in that situation in order to maintain this level of peace, because in order for people like us to do what we do, we have to we have to make sure that we're continuously dealing with what I always say, a degree of order, control, coordination, and discipline.
Amen.
You know, and I'll say that again.
Say it one more time.
Order, order, control, coordination, and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And all
mm-hmm.
of those things you need to obtain peace. You know, you also need those things to obtain war. And there are people who go to war for peace, which is counterproductive. Okay, we'll talk about that. That's a different subject. But there are people who die for their peace, whether it's their peace of mind or to, you know, to be free. Because being free, having freedom is having peace. You know, so there are different stages to that, and we all have to find that within ourselves. And we are responsible for our own state of being. We are responsible for our own peace of mind. You know, and it took me to go to a couple of retreats to realize that doesn't belong to me. That belongs to somebody else. So you need to give that to that person and teach people how to treat you. Trust and believe that people really think that because you don't respond, then that means that you're weak. But if you had a grandmother like I did, it's when she became quiet that you need to worry. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so she shut up, that means that it's about to break out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So let me go ahead and handle my business. You know, so, but people do have a tendency to think because you're quiet, that means that, you know, oh, I can get over on that person. Actually, for me, I'm calculating. You know what I'm saying? Because I've worked in mental health for over 20 years. So I'm always in a situation where I have to think quicker than I have to think a couple of steps ahead of what that person's next move is going to be. I've worked with people who have, you know, intellectual disabilities as well as a mental illness. So it's like you're not going to walk. You have to be in a peaceful state of mind, because if not, they get hot, you get hot, everybody's fighting. And I don't know about you, but you ever try to control somebody that's mentally unstable, that doesn't work. Trust me, it's like 10 horsemen that you're trying to deal with, and I'm just not that strong. So I try to de-escalate the situation before it escalates. And a lot of times you do that with your words. And like you said earlier, when they get to the point where they can't even hear you, that's when you step back, you find you protect yourself, and you allow them to go through the motion. Once they go through the motion, and after they go through the motion, then you can come back and say, now,
how you feel better?
Do you feel better? And if you do feel better, you know what I'm saying, how could we have done this different? Because I don't want you to think that in order for you to feel better, that means you have to act like a monkey and tear the whole house
down.
And you know, you don't have to do that and feel better. But what we can do is we can teach different methods, how you can better. And it only works if the person really wants it to work.
That is correct.
It only works
if they don't, it's not going
to
work.
If they don't want it. If they don't want it, it's just a waste of time. And I'm telling you, I'm coming to the point now why my time is really precious. You know what? I don't have time. 15 minutes.
Use your energy wisely.
Because guess what? I have my own, maintaining peace. You talk about yours. I still have my own battles within myself that I'm dealing with.
Amen. Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And I need some peace. You know what I'm saying? You know how unpeaceful it is when I can't have no sugar and no carbs, and I'm fasting, and I'm trying to maintain? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But I got to be peaceful, and I have to talk within love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Absolutely.
That's right.
It is very difficult.
It really is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So y'all think it's easy. Like,
I know.
But I just
and then the thing. Yeah, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. I do.
Yes, absolutely.
That was a great
absolutely.
Mouthful. It really, really was.
Yes. Thank
and
you
even
so
with
much.
Being at peace, like you said, with no sugar and coffee, you know,
okay.
it's like,
okay.
you know, what happens is you get a little power. You know what I mean? So one day somebody will cross your path or you'll come across something that will help you with that. That will
mm-hmm.
help you
mm-hmm.
in your body so it won't take such a toll on how you feel, you know,
absolutely.
Because there's things out here that can absolutely help with that withdrawal, you know,
mm-hmm.
that feeling.
And,
you know, so
Wednesday,
that's what peace does.
That's right. Every Wednesday is fast day for a lot of us. And so we're fasting,
mm-hmm.
we're wearing our white. And I call it my white walk. You know, I got all whites on, which is alarming to some people. I still haven't figured out why. If I wore all purple, you wouldn't think about it. If I wore all green, you wouldn't think about it. But if I got on all white, it definitely turns heads. And so
mm-hmm.
every Wednesday, no matter what, there's a reason for me to do this walk. So I go out, I'll do grocery store, gas station, whatever, work, whatever. And it's always interesting to me how people respond to me. When people are working on their peace, actively working on it, I'll get smiles. I'll get, oh, how's your
uh-huh.
day? When people are already irritated, already going through things, or they, my peace, my whites, my attire irritates them even further. And I think to myself, I'm like, how can me being at peace irritate you? You know, why would being in a peaceful state be irritating to anyone? You know, why would you just ignore me? You know, why would you just let me pass and not even worry with me? But it's a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
It is 100% a vibration. And
yeah.
some people don't like your vibration. You can walk in, sister says she walked into the room. Peace. How can you be mad at that? You know, good morning, you know, good afternoon, you know, and you get all
right.
this sarcasm and all this stuff, and you're like, wow, why is your response to peace causing irritation within your spirit? What's going on truly? What's going on within your spirit that has salutations of goodness irritating to you? And so
yeah.
this is where we start talking about those vibrations again. Those vibrations
yeah.
will send you through a roof, you know, when you have not committed to peace, when you have not said that commitment to peace is so important because it's personal.
It
it's
is.
Something that you do. It's a choice.
That's right. No matter what
do.
Is going on.
Amen.
No matter
Amen.
What it is. And I mean no matter what it is. You can imagine
part.
The worst thing, you know, in the world happening, you know. And
yes,
it's being at peace. And the being at peace
saying.
Is not allowing for your innards.
right.
Allowing
right.
for your heart to flutter. You know, just being still inside in
Amen.
Your mind
Amen.
And, you know, that's peace. And that takes practice, you know.
Yes, it
it's
does.
Like not going to wake up tomorrow just responding peacefully to everything, you know.
Right.
oh, it's okay. But oh, it's okay is not peace, though. That's not peace.
It is not. Be
it's
clear.
Not.
Oh, my goodness, family.
Yeah.
Be clear.
That's not it.
Being passive. Is not the same.
No,
as being
this
peaceful.
Is not hippie. Right. Because people
being
get it confused between, oh, peace and love, joy. No. It is, but
nah.
it's not. It's not that.
You
got to
work at
you
that
know?
Piece. You got to work at that piece, okay? It is not
yeah.
something that you wake up in the morning with. It is something
uh-uh.
that's hard to maintain with everybody all the time. I got people who can hit my
yep.
button in 3 seconds flat. I mean, it only takes half a second, and I'm like, oh, there you go. Oh, Lord. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't take a whole lot, okay, to move into irritation, because everything in this world is set up for irritation.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what World Star is. This is like irritation I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to see someone be irritated and step out of character. I'm waiting to,
okay,
you know, the devil gets extra excitement when they can get people to move from peaceful to agitated. I know.
So
I've seen it with my eyeballs. I've seen it too.
Oh, my God.
I've seen it.
And I'm like, you really are digging for this?
Yes.
Wow, it is true.
Yes. I've seen a couple mothers snap on the kids, just totally lose their mind. Now, me, I am a mother. I'm a mother of, I've birthed two, and I've had quite a few that I'm watching over, okay? I know that this kid knows how to act. And I know for a fact that this kid just irritated you for the last time after a long day at work and you had to ride the bus. And now you want to – I know. But you can't let this short person take you out your peace.
I'm telling you.
You can't do it.
They will. They will try.
But look. It's a sport for them. Come on. You know, so – we have to be when you are committed to peace, that means not even the short people will be able to bother you. You know,
to
that
disturb
means,
you.
Know, no. And you'll start actually to look at them with pity because you're like, you really don't have nothing else to do than to be bothering me. You know, I'm sitting over here minding my business and you have nothing else to do.
Like,
so
you don't have a
clue.
There
will come a point where not only will you say, my peace is more important than whatever you got going on. My peace is more important than anything. When you get to that point, you'll start to see and be, you will actually feel pity for them because you'd be like, man, you're disturbed because you're looking at my blessings. Or you're disturbed because you can't get your peace to look like mine. But rather than being disturbed, apply yourself. I promise you, you can do it. I promise you, you
it
can
is.
Elevate yourself. I don't want anyone
to
hear
my voice.
God. I don't want anyone that can hear my voice now, later. I don't care if you come back and listen to this recording years from now. You can achieve peace in your life. It's a choice.
Yes, that
you
is true.
You choose it. But it's a muscle. You got to practice it, okay?
You got to practice.
You got to practice it. You know,
and we get enough experiences.
Bumps and hiccups. The universe gives you plenty of opportunity to practice.
Yeah. Every day.
Plenty of opportunity. Every day. You'd be like, wow.
I had one tonight while we're on the phone. Yes.
Let me tell
sure
you,
did.
Initially, breathing actually helps. Something that we do involuntarily. Breathing
right.
helps you to say, okay, and I speak to myself out loud, I'm going to be at peace. And it's a statement, you know, it's not a question. I'm going to be at peace. Right, that means right now, in this moment, I am going to be at peace because I know how precious it is. I'm not going to give it to anybody. I'm not giving it away to nobody. I'm going to be at peace.
That's right. And if it involves a person, there is one tactic, you know, that can be used is to focus on the good about them. Focus on the good things that you know about them. Focus on the good times that you've had with them, you know, and that can help diffuse it as well because now you're not focused on the negative things. Because when you get upset with somebody or that whole thing comes up, all you really are thinking about is all the things that's wrong with this person in the first place. Like, why are you even coming to me with that?
In the first place.
You know, and then you have to, like, will in your mind, you know, oh, okay, this person has good in them. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen it. You know, you've seen it. You've experienced it. and focusing on that. And that seems to help tremendously. Because it's like you're sending a message, because we're all one. You know, we are physically separated, but spiritually we are one. So we can affect one another like that. We can reach in and touch, you know, each other. So, you know, at that moment, it's like, okay, let me just, all right, I know this person.
And for me,
I know that that's not him or her.
Right.
That's not really who they are. So we just understand, like, they got stuck or whatever. But at the same time, it's like you have to address it. You know, like
we
it still has to be addressed.
Yes, you still have to call it out. I know for
me, it can't
I'll look and I'll feel, and I'm like, man, I've had those days. I've had those days. I know what you're going through.
Exactly.
You know, but let me give you a different way of handling that, okay? You know, please don't snatch your child in this Walmart, okay? That's not good for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but for me, I really empathize. You know, I've been in situations. I've been frustrated. I felt like they're, you know, like this moment was the biggest moment of my life, and it's now in shambles. I know that, you know. At the same time, I know that the sun always rises in the morning. You know,
mm-hmm.
I remember one time as a child, I mean, child, six, seven, and, you know, I woke up one morning and, you know, I went to my mother. I was like, the sun is shining. She's like, yes. I said, well, I'm mad. And she's like, okay, you know, was the sun supposed to stop? Yes, the sun was supposed to stop shining because I'm mad. And she said, the sun's not going to stop shining. And I was like, well, what's the sense in being mad? And she's like, okay, get back with me, okay? You get back with me, okay?
Oh, that's funny.
You get back with me, okay? I was so heartbroken that the sun rose the next day, and it was beautiful, and I had a rough night. How could you, dear sun? And so, you know, really, when we big picture things, that sun always rises the next morning, and it always sheds a different light, a different energy, a different viewpoint, a different angle. And so, you know, sometimes in some of these unpeaceful situations, you know, allow the sun to come up on it. You know, allow some time to go by before, you know, we're going through making these permanent decisions, or before we're getting mad at the universe and the sun for shining, the stars for twinkling. You know, we mad at everything, and it's not stopping anything but ourselves. We hinder ourselves when we do that. We ourselves. So, you know, really, stop and think about big picture. What is this going to change? And if the answer is nothing, I'm going to suggest you to move on. I'm going to suggest you to kind of put that one in your back pocket and keep it moving. So, you know, we have to do that. We have another caller that would like to speak, and I want to grab a phone line real quick, okay?
Okay.
So hold on just a moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hey, peace. It's Courtney.
Hey, little mama, how you doing?
I'm here.
Oh, amen.
I'm here.
I know. Double
amen.
Amen.
How's your
peace
coming?
Ooh, it's coming.
Yes.
It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming.
It's a process.
You know, I've been, it is a process, because, you know, I've been missing off the calls like I guess about 2 weeks now, because, you know, I've been fighting my own battles, you know. But I've been, this is a good subject for me. I think it's right on time.
Amen.
Because, you know, I've been fighting battles where even me being a naturally peaceful person, even if you have, like, everybody knows you can be chaotic when you want to be, but even being a naturally peaceful person, you know, it seems like whenever you elevate everything, try to come into it one time, you know?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, ever since, I guess I've been fighting this battle, trying to keep my peace, due to people getting fired at my job. You know, I've been fighting this battle for almost close to, I want to say it's been about, what, three weeks now? And, you know, it's just it's every day, it's just always something different. But it seems like the more peaceful I become, the more Egun rewarded me. And Egun proved to me that, you know, we got your back. So
that's right.
You know, so, you know, with the help of you and Mama Khadijah and everything, you know, I've been really getting through it, you know.
Amen.
But what I can say is fighting the battles and finding your peace really helps you with getting your spiritual, I guess you could say, peaceful war tactics, quote unquote.
Amen.
In order.
I like it.
Yes. Because it's like people sometimes the opposing force think because you're peaceful that you just then gave up. That's not the case. It's just I got an unknown force behind me and I don't got
to
do nothing.
Say that. Because they won't see you coming. Like that. That's what peace is. They don't see you coming. You know? Because you don't have to be rah rah. They just don't see you coming. Because, like you said, the Egun, like, they like backing you. They in the back, the front, the side, the top, the bottom. They everywhere. They're just encompassing. That's just what they do. And a lot of times they fight our battles for us. Anyway,
that's what's happening. That's what's happening, you know, because they know I can get real crazy out my mouth. But see, I have never had to do that since I've been walking in my path. I ain't never had to do that sometimes because everybody knows.
Amen.
The more peaceful you become, the opposite side of you, it can shut everything down, you know.
Yes, it does.
But my prayers, even I've found my prayers have heightened, you know, and because I'm still, it's like chestnut checkers, and it's almost when it's like when you're peaceful and when you find your peace finally, and you be still, you can see everything happening around you that everybody can't see, and you know, my most favorite prayer that I say day in, day out, I probably say this prayer about 7 to 10 times a day because I'm always trying to keep my sanity as far as my peace, is the Mojibah ancestral prayer. And I say it day in, day out. I get up in the morning, call my libations and say that, you know, because this is just a prayer that everyone put on my heart. And,
that's
you know.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm, because, I mean, I'm dealing with something serious. You know, people always, when you're peaceful, they try to come from your bread and butter because they expect you to react a certain way. But I haven't reacted at all.
That's right. Keep it. And you said that you said something when you first started to speak. You said, I'm naturally peaceful. They know I'm naturally. Because guess what? Everybody is naturally peaceful because that's our natural state. Our natural state is peace. You know, we get into the world and, you know, our upbringing, you know, we're raised by our family, but we're also raised by the culture that we're in. You know, they raised us up, too. So we have all these hang-ups, all these conditionings, all these things, you know, within us that, you know, draw lines in the sand, so to speak. You know, and if anybody steps over my line, you got trouble. You know, anybody push any of my buttons, you got trouble. But it's really getting in there to deactivate those buttons yourself, you know, so that even if they push them, they don't get that reaction out of you, you know. It's real.
That's
like what you're doing is beautiful. Like get up in the morning, pour your libations, do your prayer. And that's right. Say the prayer 7 to 10 times and however many more times you got to say it. You know what I mean?
Look,
if that's going to be affirming you, you know, in your peace, then keep it up.
Had to, you know.
Amen.
And it's been beautiful in the outcome, even though it's irritating. Trust me, it's irritating. It's something
it
coming at me. It's very irritating. But
it is.
But every time,
But it's not impossible.
Something comes at
but
me. There you go. It's irritating
it's
as far
impossible.
As the stuff that comes at me, but you know, me reeling myself back in and doing my prayers, it brings me to a perfect place of peace. And every time, it seems like I pass a test, I get rewarded very generously.
Amen.
So I'm going to keep on going.
Yes,
you know,
you
I ain't tired. I ain't defeated.
And then,
so it's all good.
And then it won't
right.
be irritating
That's
anymore.
Right.
It will no longer
yeah.
be irritating.
You will feel
you know.
You will actually feel sad for them because you'll be like, you don't have anything better to do than sit here and look at my blessed self and be irritated by my blessings. You know, you have nothing
right.
else
and
to do. And you will feel pity for them.
Number one button because 70
yeah.
said that. And I think I got to that point today. I was like,
yes,
my little old
yes.
29-year-old self, I irritate you that bad. I said, I feel famous.
Yes.
So,
yes.
you know, and then I laughed
yes.
about it. You know, I said, dang, now I feel like this. Like, I'm sad for you. Because
yes.
you
right.
must be miserable. I'm not miserable.
That, and
yet.
That's a
I'm cooling.
Yes, Lord.
I'm
yes.
coasting.
Yes.
I'm not. I'm cooling. You've got to be miserable.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? 3 weeks later,
and,
we're still going through the same stuff.
And you would be
yeah.
surprised. You would be surprised that sometimes those people need something to focus on. And you could be reversing inspiring people, you know. And I never, ever underestimate the importance of shining a light in a dark place.
Right.
So even as you learn to work through that, you learn to bless
right.
that thing like water off your back. Never underestimate
right.
the power of your shine inspiring
right.
someone. Now, it's going to blind some
right.
people in the eyes. Those people shouldn't have been looking. But there's always going to be someone who needed to see a good example. They needed to see
right.
you acting in this higher manner. They needed to see where you could be trusted with words. You could be trusted with actions. You could be trusted. And so even in the middle of all of this, there's someone watching you, not out of jealousy and spite, but there's someone that's watching you for inspiration. So never
mm-hmm.
underestimate that. You'd be
right.
surprised where people get their inspiration from. And they'll be like, you know, I saw this random situation, and I just thought, wow, you know, I want to do this. I want to be this. So don't underestimate yourself and what you're doing, and always know that someone is watching and they're learning and they're being inspired. So
it is so
true. It's not always easy,
right?
But it's
right. not. But even just being yourself, like walking
yes.
in what you're walking in, somebody can
yes.
see you, you know, and be
Absolutely.
Inspired. I had a situation yesterday morning. I went to Walmart. I had banned Walmart, but I had to go
because
it was open at 6.
So
I'm walking out of Walmart, and one of the workers, he's, like, getting some carts, and he said to me, he said, have a good day. I was like, oh, thank you. You have a good day as well. He was like, I like you. He said, you just brought light to my day.
Wow.
We never had a conversation. That was
wow.
my first time seeing him. But it's
wow.
like you never know whose light you'll be. You know,
That's
you
right.
never know,
That's
like,
right.
whose light
That's
you'll be,
right.
even just walking in what you're walking in now. And, like, Khadija said something, I'm sorry, Mama Seven said something about shining your light on the darkness. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And even in prayer, you can do that. You know, it's like shining
yes.
your light on where it's dark within whomever needs it, because that's still a light for them.
Amen.
They don't see it,
Amen.
But it's still a light for them. And it's like
yes,
as
it
we're
is.
Praying for ourselves, we have to pray for the transgressor. We have to pray for their
That's
redemption,
right.
you know?
Amen.
We have
Amen.
To,
right.
you know?
And you don't know whose light you could be lighting with your own fire, you know? And so
mm-hmm.
we're talking about peace. I'm not just trying to get peace within you. I'm trying to get peace in your house and in your community.
Yes.
And I want that thing to
yes.
ripple, you know? And so
That's right.
you don't know who might need a little pick-me-up. You know, this man may have felt totally invisible, you know, totally, you know, man, I'm working a place. I don't want to work. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And this woman
right.
can still treat me like a human. That might have been enough to spark his light so that he can keep shining all day.
That's right.
You know, you don't know who you're going to be inspiring. Peace is inspiring
Never.
With those that have eyes to see. It's inspiring.
That's right.
So, you know, we can't limit ourselves. So, look, little mama, thank you for calling in and reminding us about almost those random acts of good, you know, those opportunities that we may not see them as opportunities, but they 100% are moments in time that someone can be positively affected. And that's what we're trying to do in life. So, you know, you keep shining your light, and those that everybody needs to take out their hands and warm themselves in it and, you know, stop fighting my light, okay? You can't fight my light. You can't fight it. I'm here to shine. I'm here to let people know.
Right.
I just suggest you take off your gloves and warm up a little bit. You know, I'm not saying that you got to do all this extra stuff. So thank you so much for calling in. I did miss you.
Thank you. Peace.
Yes, yes. How important is this peace? Okay, we've got to keep pushing it forward, family.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find our own methods for the peace. We have to find our own reasons for the peace. You know, like little mama said, she's naturally peaceful. There is a piece of me that I know is chaotic and is okay with it. You know, there's a piece of me, that whirlwind energy, and it cranks and it stirs and it shifts things and it transforms. And, you know, I'm breaking eggs to have some omelets. I understand that. But I can still be wonderful in that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Again, fire can be a destructive thing. It tears up buildings. There's a whole country that's burning right now. But fire can also warm your house. It also cook your food. It can be, you know, that cozy blanket. So, you know, it's all about how you use your energy when you are committed to peace. I'm committed.
Yeah.
So this fire that can burn and snip and be no, I refuse. You're not going to use me like that. I'm not going to be used like that. I am making a choice to be peaceful, to be helpful, to be loving, to be compassionate. It's a choice. I make it every day. I make it sometimes every hour. You know, little mama said she had to pray 7-8 times a day. Yeah, I know the feeling, honey. I know the feeling.
Me too. I'm talking to them all day,
Look,
I'm saying that just got to, like they right here, you know, just,
right.
I say what I start off with, y'all know
right.
me, you know,
amen.
You know me, you walk with me every day, you see this,
that's right,
like, you see the madness,
right. Look, come get your child, that's what I say, look, I have to hold on, come
you're saying touch him on the shoulder,
come get me. Please.
Yes.
Please. I'm going down.
And it's interesting.
Here.
Because amen, you say amen, amen. Amen is the law of peace. That's our master law, like within our community. But is this not within our community? It's period. You know, amen is the master law, you know, the law of peace, right?
Amen.
Saying that we're one with God. We're made in the image, you know, and we came to the earth to enjoy life. That's why we came here, to enjoy life.
That's right.
So we have to be peaceful in order to do that.
And you have to be peaceful. Like I said, make the commitment. But before we get out of here, before we move into our prayer portion that I love so much, I also have to say choosing peace for me is also choosing health. It's choosing health.
That's right.
It's choosing to be in a healthy body. Is choosing to be of a healthy mind. You know, when you start having your mind clouded and confused, then you are living an unhealthy existence. So part of my peace is to keep my mind from getting cloudy and where I can't use it properly. You know, part of my peace, I want peace in my body. I don't want my body fighting against me. I don't want, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm understanding more about that relationship between this temple that is housing the spirit and the spirit. I have to have peace and harmony in both.
Yes, heaven and earth.
You can have the strongest spirit in the world, but if it's housed in a crumbling temple, you're not going to be able to use it as like the way that you want. So I understand that. So for me, peace is not just a matter of mind is also a matter of body. It is not just in my mind, it's also in my spirit. So take your peace personally, okay? Take personal control over that. Be determined, be committed, be encouraged. You know, we have to force ourselves to truly, truly be a part of this solution. Remember, we all make a choice whether we're going to be healers or whether we're going to be part of the problem. Every one of us has that choice. Every one of us has the potential to be a healer, at least healer of self. So we have to begin to demand this peace.
I
cannot believe we must hit a time warp because it's 9:15 and we have to get ready to sign off. I can't believe it. But I so appreciate you coming with all of your gentleness, but yet a determined energy that you've shared with us this evening. You know, what is your 2 or 3 minute wrap up on peace? What do you want to leave the people with?
So peace is your savior.
Amen.
Peace is the savior, you know, and that means that it doesn't happen outside of us. Peace is not outside of us. Peace is within us. That means our savior is within us. So do not look to other people, other entities outside of yourself to save you, because we have been made in the image and likeness of the one creator. So we should know that everything that we need is already within us. We have been given free will, so we have choice. We're free. We're free beings. We can choose how we want to respond to any situation in life. We can choose that. We're not compelled. You know, it's just like choose peace. If anger visits if sadness visits you or whatever, lust, you know, worry, grief, whatever it is, you know, fear, choose
envy.
Peace. You
choose
know,
peace.
Envy, jealousy,
choose
all
peace.
Of it, you know. Breathe, close your eyes so that you can experience that other side of life and not this external part of life on a daily basis, but the internal part of what you are at what we call the inner planes. You have to experience that daily so you can feel what peace feels like.
Amen.
It's a stillness.
Amen.
It's a nothingness.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I promise, we got to get into the prayer. The prayer is what helps us to be whole. It helps us to move forward. But I also want to stress to my parents, okay, please allow your children to see the peace process. So don't paint rainbows and butterflies like everything is great and nothing is ever wrong and I'm never ever upset. And don't do that. That is dishonesty, okay?
Even
with my children, I will say, I'm upset about this, but I'm going to, you know, think about it. I'm going to write about it and then see how I feel about it after some prayers and an hour. You know, I'll have a sister friend of mine, I'll call, I'm upset. I said, okay, well, I'll give you an hour to get over yourself. And I know she's like, dang, but, you know, I'm going to give you an hour. Kick, fuss, go outside and yell if you need to, and then come and remember, I am bigger than any problem out there. Nothing can touch me. God has given me authority. So
that's right.
There's no problem you can't handle. So whatever you got to do, go do it. And then come back and realize who you are and stand in your power.
That's right.
You know, this peace, it cannot conquer you. We have the ability. We make that choice. God gives us that authority. We are moving in our ancient element when we are being peaceful. We're moving as our ancestors desire for us, because they don't desire us to black out. And they don't desire for us to lose control. And they don't, you know, they don't desire us to be in disharmony with ourselves, with our families, with our beings. They don't desire that at all.
That's right.
So I am so tickled. This was an absolute wonderful show. Some words that needed to be spoken were spoken into the universe, hopefully to ripple and ripple and ripple as they do, so that we begin to really, really get everything that we need so that we can live this peaceful, abundant life, you know? Will you be able to grace us with prayer this evening? I love to experience different types of prayers or even prayers from the heart. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I just love to hear people being of that upward praise. Whatever prayer type of prayer that they make, it brings joy to my ears and to my spirit to hear it. So I would love to ask you for that honor.
I am honored to do so. I'll do a short prayer tonight because I know we are, you know, time is of the essence. So I will, I'll start the prayer. I will start in my comedic tongue and then finish up in English. So, Anetra tenetef munete ita em keparok, dwa tinetere. I say thank you, God. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for this opportunity to have shared the mic with Mama Khadija tonight on the topic of peace. I say thank you for this free will that you have given to us, our God-given right of freedom to choose how we're going to live, how we're going to think, how we're going to speak, how we're going to just show up in the world. Say thank you for Mama Khadija and her dispensing beautiful, beautiful information with a wonderful approach. Thank you for her spirit. Thank you for her gratitude. Thank you for her loving energy, her mama spirit. Say thank you for that. And thank you, God, for the opportunity to have spoken to the callers tonight and to have been touched by them and for us to have also touched them. Thank you. And I say, Duanatair and Netzrak.
Amen.
Amen.